This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The last rites of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh have been performed with full state honours at the Nigambodh Ghat in New Delhi. After the ceremonial guard of honour, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Minister Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah and Jagat Prakash Nadda and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid the last respects to the former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. Besides several leaders from the Congress Party, including Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi offered their tributes. Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi, Chief of the Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, Chief of the Air Staff Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh, the King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk and the Foreign Minister of Mauritius Dhananjay Ramphal also paid tributes to Dr. Manmohan Singh. The former Prime Minister's final journey commenced from the Congress headquarters to the cremation ground at Nigambodh Ghat this morning. Earlier, the mortal remains of Dr. Manmohan Singh were brought from his residence to Congress headquarters in Delhi for the public and party workers to offer their tributes. Dr. Manmohan Singh died on the 26th of December at AIIMS, New Delhi, at the age of 92. Earlier in a video message, Mr. Modi said the nation is deeply saddened by the demise of former Prime Minister. The Prime Minister said Dr. Singh's life is an example for future generations regarding how people can rise above struggles and achieve greater heights. Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh has also expressed his condolences on the passing away of Dr. Manmohan Singh. The Union Cabinet passed a condolence resolution yesterday in his memory and paid homage by observing a two-minute silence. BJP Member of Parliament and Party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi has said that the BJP and the NDA government led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi is fully committed to giving due respect to former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh, who laid a major foundation for the country's economic development. On the issue of allocating space for a memorial of Dr. Singh, Mr. Trivedi said that the Union Cabinet decided in its meeting yesterday that a memorial will be built in the memory of the former Prime Minister, and this was conveyed to the Congress Party. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio program. It will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani, Doordarshan, the AIR News website and news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News PMO and INB Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program on regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The National Investigation Agency NIA conducted searches on various locations at remote villages of Chhattisgarh and Giridih district of Jharkhand yesterday in connection with the CPI Maoist attack on a polling and security team during the state assembly elections last year. During the searches, the NIA team seized 1,50,000 rupees cash, including Naxal pamphlets, booklets, mobile phones and digital devices and other incriminating materials. The Indian Meteorological Department IMD has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with hailstorms over Madhya Pradesh today. Scattered rainfall is likely over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. According to IMD, similar conditions are expected to prevail over Bidar, Maharashtra and Gujarat today. The Met Department has forecast dense fog conditions during the late night and early morning hours over Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Uttar Pradesh for the next 2 to 3 days. In cricket, India with 358 for 9 against Australia in the first innings at stumps on day 3 of the 4th test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Melbourne. The visitors are still trailing by 116 runs in reply to Australia's first innings total of 474. Stumps were drawn early today due to bad light. Indian batter Nitish Kumar Reddy scored his maiden test century. Nitish with impressive 105 and Mohammad Siraj with 2 were at the crease when stumps were drawn today. The visitors had resumed the first innings at the overnight score of 164 for 5 this morning. Early on day 2 yesterday, the hosts were all out for 474 in the first innings. Stephen Smith scored 140 runs for the host. For India, Jasprit Bumrah took 4 wickets while Ravindra Jadeja bagged 3. The 5-match series is currently tied at 1-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.